These violent protests against the long power outages are a grim reminder that Pakistan is in the midst of severe energy crisis. Many parts of the country remain without electricity for several hours, even during the month of Ramadan. Facing public pressure, the government is exploring several options to meet the country's future energy needs. One such option is to import natural gas from neighboring Iran. But Islamabad is under pressure from the United States to abandon the project. Recently, the US has released financial assistance for Pakistan's energy sector, raising questions over the government's commitment to the Iran gas pipeline.
There is no linkage whatsoever. Yes, you are absolutely right that $280 million has been released under basically under Kerry-Lugar bill for the upgradation of Mangla Dam and Kurram-Tangi Dam. But let me assure you that there is no linkages between the two.
Many experts are of the opinion that Islamabad should resist the US pressure and press ahead with its plan to import gas from Iran.
Pakistan has to go for this, even if it means making the United States angry with us, because Pakistan has to look after its own interests and not the interests of the United States, which are only for the sake of sanctioning Iran or pressurizing Iran. Therefore, Pakistan has to withstand this pressure and go for its own interests.
The multi-billion dollar project, dubbed as Peace Pipeline, has already been signed between Pakistan and Iran, and the first deliveries of natural gas are expected by 2014.
Experts believe the Iran gas pipeline project is not only vital for Pakistan's future energy needs, but will also help minimize the country's reliance on the Western powers, particularly the United States. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.